What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back, folks. At least once a month, we get together with New Orleans and Company and talk about what's going on in our city from a cultural standpoint, a tourism standpoint, a hospitality standpoint. And Walt Leger joins us today, the president and CEO of New Orleans and Company. Walt, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Newell. It's good to be with you. It's been a while, so good to hear your voice.
Yes, it has. Hope you've had a good summer. I'm sure you got the kids back in school and
back in school. It's been a busy summer. I've been traveling quite a bit and pounding the pavement, and just got back late last night from a marketing conference out in Phoenix. So happy to be home. It's warm out. It's warm here, but it's really hot out there.
Yeah, exactly. A lot going on. You know, we are, 9 days away now from the 20th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. That catastrophic event was a game changer for the city in many ways. In some ways in a positive way, and in other ways a very negative way, and in others, a very emotional way. So many people's lives lost, right? And here we are 20 years later, still dealing with some of the challenges that Katrina presented, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think you said it well. It's complicated, right? It was a incredibly tragic, and I think in many ways it continues to be a traumatic thing for those of us that call this place home and that we're here going through it 20 years ago. Hard to imagine 20 years could go by in some ways so quickly and in other ways so slowly. And as you said, positive things, negative things. I think this time of year is always a time of reflection. I think for me and for so many others in the region. And there's definitely a sense that there are two sort of parts of our lives before Katrina and after Katrina. And I think now is a time for us to think about the next 20 years, what that can look like for our community and how we lean forward in a lot of different ways to find progress and to move the community forward together for the better. But also to reflect on some of the key things that have gotten us to where we are. And there's a lot to be excited about and proud of, I think. And you know, and we've talked about it. I have the benefit of getting out there and selling our community to the world. And this is a time for us to really try to lean into the positivity, the optimism, the hope, and how we move forward and lean into that by also looking at at where we've come from and how far we have left to go.
Yeah, you know, let me ask you this question this way, and not to make this controversial, but have you thought about, you know, 20 years ago when this happened, did you ever in your wildest dream think that in 2025 we were still spending Katrina money?
Pretty mind blowing, right?
Yeah,
I don't think so. But I guess when you really think about the most devastating natural and man-made engineering disaster to strike a community, one that brought, you know, brought down hundreds of thousands of homes and tens of thousands of businesses, I guess it's not unreasonable to think that it would take you 20 years to, you know, rebuild your, you know, can, you know, rebuild the community, rebuild the business community, rebuild homes and people's lives. I mean, I think the success here, the turnaround here is something that is to be celebrated. Now, did I think we'd still be spending, you know, federal sort of recovery dollars? I mean, probably unreasonable to think that that would still be the case. But
yeah, and that's what I was talking about. I mean,
right.
when you look at levees being built, right? And I mean, and you know about that because your family's from down in St. Bernard Way, and you know, and your dad was very proactive in his involvement, and then your involvement in the state legislature of a lot of this as well, that we would still be repairing sidewalks and streets, but the levees were already dealt with.
I think that's pretty amazing. I actually think one of the big celebrations that we should tell the world about and continue to push out there is the hurricane protection, the flood protection that has been established with the $14.5 billion risk reduction system. You and I have talked about before how when Hurricane Ida struck, it obviously caused great damage to our region in many ways, but we were able to bounce back and host a conference at the convention center 7 or 8 days later, largely because the system that has been established made that possible. And so I think it's a marvel of engineering, also a demonstration that I think our community is prepared to handle some of these things in ways that others are not. And that's something that we are grateful for, I think.
Yeah. Let's fast forward to today or last week. You know, you're out there promoting the city all the time. And I've talked about this separate and apart from you being on the show of the success that you guys have had. I think you have a phenomenal organization. I'm a big supporter of what y'all do. But, man, y'all get some headwinds. And I was just curious your thoughts. I mean, nobody wants to really see anybody get indicted, but, you know, the mayor, the leader, the kind of the face of the city indicted last week. More headwinds?
Yeah, look, it's certainly not not something that any of us were wanting to have to deal with. And so I do think that given the fact that there is an ongoing mayor's race and that we're very, you know, we're getting closer to Election Day, and that the term limited mayor has been indicted, it somewhat allows us to tell that story to our customers and those that are calling about it, and just to explain we are in the process of moving in a new direction anyway, and, you know, we're certainly disappointed to see this happen, but we have a team in place that is working closely with the city and continues to, and with law enforcement and all of our other partners to make sure that we can continue to provide a place for people to gather and for people to come and visit. And so that that has made it easier, but it is another distraction that we have to deal with. And, you know, to your point on headwinds, it never seems to stop, right? This week we had, you know, a debate going back and forth between Congressman Carter, who was advocating that monies were needed to continue inspections of our levee system. And I got a letter from one of our customers saying, you know, we're concerned to see that these levee inspections may not go forward. We've been having a challenging time accessing an insurance policy to guarantee our convention. We're hopeful that this won't cause any problems. We were, heartened to see that it appears money's been found for those inspections to go forward. But our customers are asking these types of questions each and every day about a variety of things that impact their ability to do business in our community. And we've got to be prepared to respond to them and also advocate for access to some of these things so that insurance doesn't become a more challenging issue for us. And we can continue to bring the kind of, $10 billion in direct spending that we've traditionally been able to bring. And the headwinds are everywhere.
Kudos to you, Walt, for bringing it up and sharing that story, because most people would not have a clue that is actually a consideration and an issue that folks have to deal with that are thinking about bringing a convention here. And
no, I agree.
It may be part of the problem too, right? That not enough people know exactly all of the points of concern and issues that are out there and how it impacts the downstream impact, like what you just shared with us.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's literally nothing that happens that doesn't cause some sort of ripple in the business that our organization's trying to help bring to our community. And so that can be exhausting for our team. I appreciate your comments about the team. We do have exceptional people who work tirelessly to try to bring business opportunity to the community. And our sales leaders are dealing with these things on the ground. And I feel, I'm happy to be a support for them. They drag me into these conversations, and I hopefully bring some value in working through them. These types of things are constants for us. And I've talked to the commissioner of insurance about it. And of course, some of these things do escape attention of the broader community. And I do think it is imperative that we recognize that every action is being scrutinized. Every question that is imaginable is being asked. And I think that we love our community and we recognize how special and unique it is. That's not enough to win in the hyper-competitive world that we operate in. We've got to continue to build a stronger city for all of us who live here. But also, if we want to continue to be a place where people meet at a high level, where we host major, major events, we have to keep moving forward as a community. We can't preserve our way to greatness. We've got to invest our way to greatness and grow our way to greatness and compete our way to greatness. And while also preserving the things that are unique and special, but moving forward is absolutely essential to being competitive in our space, but also in economic development and in so many other things.
I read on air earlier a press release by levies.org. They're holding tomorrow about a FOIA request that they put on the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers relative to this maintenance of levies issue. And I'm assuming they said they're not happy with the response and that it requires more transparency. I got to imagine that's all about the inspections, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, I read an article yesterday about the money being found to conduct the inspections, and there were some comments in there that caused me to kind of scratch my head about what these inspections are like, how thorough they are, how often they happen. And obviously, I think we all recognize that in a community that is under constant pressure from an insurance standpoint and otherwise concerned about the risk of harm that could come from storms, we need those to be thorough, regular, and effective for a variety of reasons. Applaud organizations like those for stepping up and continuing to bring scrutiny to it. I'm also applaud the congressman for pushing Congressman Carter for pushing that issue. And I applaud the administration for finding the dollars to be able to invest in the inspection. So that's all of that feels like it's moving in the right direction. But it to your earlier point, it impacts, everything that we're trying to do from a business development standpoint in our community day in and day out. And it impacts the way that people perceive our city from the standpoint of whether they should visit it, whether they should invest in it, and ultimately whether they should continue to live in it.
Yeah, because their spend when they bring a convention here, it's an investment, right? I mean,
these are look, you think about an association that has their annual meeting And almost any association will show you that their annual meeting is 50 to 75 to maybe 80% of the revenue that they generate to operate for the whole year. So they need to know that they're going to have an excellent event, that it, that our city has the facilities to help them produce a compelling event, and maybe more importantly than anything, that it attracts as many of their members to be attendees as possible, because they rely on these events being successful to fund their entire operation for the most part. And so we are partners with these businesses in them achieving their ultimate goals, whatever they may be, whether those be advocacy for physicians, whether those be learning opportunities for educators. So we're business partners every day as a community and as a tourism industry, as a group of restaurants, as a group of hotels, as a convention center, as a Superdome, and everything in between, all the businesses needed to service it. And we got to be at the top of our game, because there are other communities investing heavily to take what we have. And, we are a special community, but, this is about business, and it's about dollars and cents. And we need to make sure that we're competitive and that we present the best opportunity for them to succeed, so they reinvest in us in future years by coming back.
You've said this many times, and I kind of chuckle about it when, I hear this, because it's true, but you often say that we're punching above our weight. In some respects, I think you would like that delta to be a little bit smaller.
Absolutely.
Than larger.
Absolutely. I love it.
Which means that we got to gain a little weight.
Yeah, we do. We do. We got to put on some muscle.
Yes.
Well, look, Noel. I think this is a good point. We want to put on some muscle and get into a different fighting class, because we actually win a lot of fights, but we have to be the underdog all the time. And
right.
I've always identified with Rocky Balboa. He's the underdog, and he becomes the world champ. And I think everybody kind of can rally around that story, but certainly I don't love going to a city like Phoenix, which is the fifth largest city in America now. And, we compete very, very well with them, but they are dramatically larger than us. They have resources from a corporate standpoint to partner with them on events that we don't have. I'd like to see our economy get more diversified, similar to theirs, in a way that allows us to have those kind of corporate partnerships and really rely on our industry as a foundational one on which to build more diverse industry and opportunity for people here, more like an Atlanta and more like a Dallas, a little bit more like those, in that we can have a robust tourism industry, but one that is foundational and not, one that is, relied on to carry the bulk of the load. And I think that's just...
Yeah.
We'd all be better off for that.
No doubt, for sure. All right, let's get to a break, and we'll get back on track talking about this recovery from Katrina, because it's a compelling story as it relates to the tourism and hospitality industry. We're visiting with Walt Leger, New Orleans & Company president and CEO. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Walt Leger, New Orleans & Company president and CEO. When you think about Hurricane Katrina, I don't remember ever, in at least in my lifetime, of an event that had more negative coverage from both local, state, national, and international media, and for the duration, the length of period of time that that coverage actually took place. And when you put that out there with the backdrop of trying to lure people here to visit here for the tourism and hospitality industry, you get a little bit of a taste and a flavor of the challenge that was before a place like New Orleans and Company, and obviously the city of New Orleans. And Walt, I mean, the recovery that was brought about here, especially in this silo, I think is nothing short of remarkable.
It's incredible, and I want to be clear. I was an assistant DA, and then I was a lawyer in private practice and a legislator for the years between Katrina and 2020. And so a lot of this credit is to the team, many of whom are still here at New Orleans and Company doing this work. It is truly remarkable that they went from 3.7 million visitors in 2006, you know, following Katrina, having to cancel more than $2 billion worth of conventions and conferences, to be able to come, you know, look at data in 2019 and then similar data in 2024 that shows 19 million visitors, $10.5 billion in spending. It's an incredible story of persistence and determination that pushed this team to help rebuild an industry that employs nearly 85,000 people today. And as we've talked about, is the backbone and foundation on which we've built our economy.
Well, Katrina wasn't enough, right? We had to have COVID, too.
Well, we had to have BP oil spill and, you know.
Oh, I forgot about that.
You know, BP oil spill and COVID and other hurricanes,
and a
obviously.
Bunch of hurricanes.
Noel, you talk about the images. The images are just seared in the minds of people all over. I was in Toronto for meetings in 2022, and as I was in line through security, there were two Canadians going through with me, and we started talking. And they said, "Well, where are you from?" And I said, "Oh, I'm from New Orleans." And the lady turned to me with the saddest look on her face, and she said, "I am so sorry." And I said, "Well, for what?" And she said, well, Hurricane Katrina. And I said, well, that was 17 years ago. Thank you. It was 17 years ago. We're actually doing really well. And she said, oh, the last time I saw any images of New Orleans was Katrina. And it punched me in the gut like I don't know if I've ever been punched before. It just made me realize there are still people out there who are haunted by these images. And for some, it's the image of New Orleans, and it's underwater and destroyed. And we have to keep fighting every day. I came back and told the team, I was like, our job is never going to be done, and we are always going to be battling these images. And so, you know, you worry about a week like this where those images are going to pop back up. And we've been trying to work with media to make sure that they have images of what it was like then, but also what it's like now to show how far we've come. But it's a picture's worth a thousand words, and lives in people's memories for a long time. So we have to still battle that.
Yeah. There's really a lot of, you know, coming up on this 20th anniversary, I've been watching stuff that has been posted, and I'm wondering, you know, a lot of folks that are posting this and the way that they're presenting it and the way that they're presenting the way that we got along as citizens of this city, they could not have lived here. They're telling stories that's like, where did this come from? Who are these people?
Yeah, it is a really complicated time, as I was saying earlier. And I think, you know, we've been approached by people doing documentaries and other things. And I've tried to warn them about how complicated this is and how different people's experiences were. You know, I mean, there were dramatically different experiences across the region, depending on where you lived and what you saw. I think what we all shared that really crosses all boundaries is just the utter devastation of a community, and unlike anyone can really speak to. There are other communities that have been through difficult times. We certainly, our hearts go out to the, you know, the folks in LA with the fires, but ultimately 2% of their community was burned and 98% of their community was fine. I'm not saying that's not dramatic. It's not traumatic for them, and that it's compelling in its own way. And there are plenty of other examples of communities have gone through so much, but to have a community that was almost entirely devastated, all the schools destroyed, so many of the places of worship and churches and, you know, hundreds of thousands of homes throughout the region, it's unmatched. It continues to be unmatched. And the resilience and also just the strength of the community in bouncing back at all. I mean, you remember, and very, very well, how many national leaders and others were saying we shouldn't rebuild. New Orleans shouldn't be rebuilt. And obviously our community said that to hell with that, and we pushed through anyway and fought for our homes. But there were people who said we shouldn't do it. I think of the investments that were made here over the last 20 years, and that is something that's encouraging. You know, as you reflect on this, you start to look back at things that you forgot. I didn't remember, for example, that it wasn't until 2011 that the Hyatt Hotel reopened.
Yeah.
The Hyatt Hotel, which is so central to our sports and obviously our meetings and conferences and conventions, a central, you know, player in so many of the competitive bids that we go out for, was closed from 2005 to 2011. You know, a dramatic recovery. Isn't that unbelievable? I mean, when you really, I remember when it reopened and it was celebrated, but you forget that something like that being out of commerce for that long, how hard that is for a community trying to recover. And it's just one of many examples of things that took time to rebuild. But a lot of the things that got rebuilt in this community over the last 20 years happened as a result of things like new market tax credits, historic tax credits. I mean, we're talking about $5 billion of private investment leveraged with those credits to rebuild facilities all over the community, whether they were healthcare facilities, whether they were hospitals, whether they were hotels, banks, community centers, venues, the Sanger Theater, for example, a $52 million restoration that didn't open until 2013.
Right.
And without
and
the
ironically,
from the historic tax credit, probably doesn't get done.
And ironically, I think we just got the streetlights up around the Sacramento.
Well, we've had some other issues in that area too, with the Hard Rock collapse, right?
Yeah,
I mean, anyway, I guess my point is, between 2005 and 2020, there was exponential growth in the tourism space and an investment around hospitality assets, among other things, all over the country. And we drove an outsized impact of investment here, I think because of good policies like new market tax credits and historic tax credits that were both federal and state matching. Without those things to drive the investment, those dollars could have gone to any community anywhere in the country. And the fact that we were able to draw them here and get them leverage with those programs is something that we really should be proud of. I think it's possible that without it, we may not have been able to successfully rebuild our community and maintained and built into a destination that is, you know, preeminent for meetings, conferences, and conventions, not to mention large sporting events and championship events like Super Bowls and Final Fours and major concerts and other things. So incredible progress over 20 years when you really think about it.
Yeah, you know, and it's not just even unique to us. I mean, I know you've been to Nashville and what's that section? Is it called Germantown, where they have the old warehouses that have been redeveloped and restaurants? You know, every town's got sections of it like that that have availed themselves of the same things that you're talking about, which can sometimes be costly, but it reestablishes and brings about a neighborhood in kind of a different way, right? Where you're still in touch with the historic side of the city, what was there, as kind of a constant reminder. And I made this comment to Matt Wolf earlier from G&O Inc. The warehouse district, without all of that, would have a whole different flavor. It wouldn't be the same. It wouldn't feel the same, right?
Without renewed housing and all the condos and other things there, without the World War II Museum, without all of that investment, certainly a very different place.
No doubt at all.
And you know what else, Noel? I mean, those redevelopments and those like investments, those are outward symbols of progress that draw other investment in. And that reinvention and that moving forward, that momentum is what attracts other investment, business development, and other things. I mean, these are not just physical things. They're symbols of advancement that you need to continue to be a city that is growing and one that's not receding. They're really important for a variety of reasons, not just the economic impact and not just the renewal, but the symbol and the ability to help draw in other investment as well.
Yeah. You know, when you go back, let's see, and you guys, what was the number in 2004, the year before Katrina, from a tourism perspective?
Ten million visitors who spent about $4.9 billion. So that number went down to 3 million visitors, and I don't have the spend in 2006. And that was, you know, that was a precipitous drop and major economic harm to the community because of the lack of those dollars coming in.
Yeah. And so to catch up, I mean, it really required to really move along at a very fast pace. And here we are in 2024. I think y'all were just under 20 million visitors and 10.4 billion in spend, which was incredible.
Nearly double what we were in 2004. And there's a lot of growth in between. You know, I was thinking also as I was kind of prepping to talk, when the convention center and the Superdome were renovated and put back into commerce by roughly September of 2006, you know, about a little more than a year after, there were a lot of critics. You know, there were a lot of people saying we shouldn't be investing in those assets at this time. I think leadership at the state, certainly Governor Blanco and many others, said, no, these are important for commerce, and they're important symbolically for our city. And as it turned out, they were incredibly important for commerce and incredibly symbolic for our city. When you think about the Saints' return and, you know, Steve Gleason blocking the punt against the Falcons and really just kind of allowing for that emotional release and a feeling that we were going to get through this and emerge with hope. I mean, symbols really matter, and I think leadership really matters. And there's a lot of good leadership that happened following Katrina, and certainly there's a lot to be critical of as well, always. But I think some of those big picture things, they put us on a path to have multiple Super Bowls in the last 20 years and multiple Final Fours and basketball championship events with the SEC and college football national championships and on and on and on that have in many ways allowed us to demonstrate to the world that we have moved past Katrina and we have recovered and that we are moving forward and still a world-class destination.
You know, Walt, I don't know if I've ever told you this story, but during the course of Katrina, I was in charge of the detachment at the Louis Armstrong International Airport. Mm-hmm. And there was a day where FEMA came in and said, we're going to institute plan ABCD, which was representative of the four concourses at the airport. And we're going to move people from the UNO Assembly Center, the Superdome, and other locations to the concourses over the next 24 hours. And I said to them at that point in time, that's not happening. And they were like, what do you mean? I said, we can't lose this airport.
Right.
I said, the recovery, this asset right here, right now, may be the single most important asset that we have that's still able to somewhat recover in a short period of time if given some attention. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I said to them, we're running the DMAT, the Disaster Medical Assistance Team, downstairs of this airport. I've had all kinds of suicide attempts. We're pulling guns off of people left and right. We don't have any running water, no bathrooms, no this, no that. You start bringing tens of thousands of people here, this place is trashed. And it will mm-hmm. take us 6 to 8 months to get it back. We cannot do that, guys. You got to think this right now. This is the defining moment for this airport. We cannot destroy this. We have to preserve it. I said, I'll do whatever y'all need me to do to move those people shortly in advance of the sorties that y'all promised us, 230 sorties a day. And I said, mm-hmm. over the last 2 days, we've averaged 4. Mm. So I promise you this cannot happen. Well, all hell broke loose. You know, up in Baton Rouge, they sent down Colonel Ralph Mitchell from the state police to visit with me. They were thinking about arresting me because I wasn't going to let it happen. And so Colonel Mitchell came down. I walked him through the entire thing. He said, Newell, he goes, you're not right. Chicken Little. Yeah. You're right. We cannot do this. We're going to have to coordinate in a different way because we will lose this airport. I said, yeah, I'm not fighting for any other reason than I understand the importance of what has to happen here. We'll never get back.
That's the type of leadership I mean. I think there are probably many of those stories of
there's just one small story.
Crisis, and that could have been a disaster. You know, I mean, and it would have likely done very little for those individuals in the grand scheme of things, right?
No,
but it would have done great harm to an asset needed to help drive the recovery. And when you think about that big picture, those are the things that that helped to move us forward in the fashion that we did. And it took time, but it's been pretty remarkable.
Yeah, I mean, when you think of the goods and services that were, where were they going to come? How were they going to get here? You know, I mean, there was just no way for it to happen. A lot of people weren't thinking in that context, but it was just taking a breath, stepping back and, you know, talking to trusted advisors and coming to a solution that this has to work in a different way. All right, we got to get to a break. We're visiting with Walt Leger, president and CEO of New Orleans & Company. We will be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut, an artist, an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Walt Leger, New Orleans & Company, president and CEO. Walt, I was just looking at the investment that you were talking about, and you provided a list for me. The Hyatt Regency, $275 million in the aftermath of Katrina. Ritz-Carlton, $100 million. In the aftermath, the Roosevelt, $145 million. Caesars and Harrah's building two hotels in the aftermath of Katrina as well. The Four Seasons. I mean, the list goes on and on. And there's a bunch of small, you know, smaller hotels as well. Probably close to maybe $1.5 billion, $1.7 billion in just hotel improvements and renovations.
Oh yeah, I mean it's truly an amazing amount of investment, and I think that's what impressed me as I looked at these numbers so much, because these hotel companies could have invested those dollars in hotels in any community in America or really in the world. Mm-hmm. And during this time period they invested in our community, and I think that speaks volumes to who we are as a people. Now, I also think fortunately, we had those incentives in place to help stimulate that investment, because otherwise we would be sitting here with some of these buildings having not been restored and renovated. And there are so many others, HRI and local companies that are major historic redevelopment and housing development partners who also put to use these incentives to be able to provide housing and restore our community in so many ways. This has been a real success story, major construction like no other. And I think it's challenging to see the big picture over that 20-year period, because there's so much that's happened and so many things that have challenged us in other ways. But that's a real vote of confidence to have Caesars making these kind of investments, to have Four Seasons making these kind of investments, and to have Marriott and Hyatt and Hilton and so many others making these investments means there is support for our community and belief in the future of our community in a way that ensures that the business climate is a good place to do business. And that's something we need to lean into.
Absolutely. I've really enjoyed this conversation today. It creates pause and reflection, and a lot of times you miss these things, right? You drive by them every day, but you don't, you know, like what you said about the Hyatt, it's like, damn, I didn't realize it was closed that long. I mean, you know, and these were just all additional challenges that everybody had to overcome.
Absolutely. I've enjoyed it too. And thank you. It's good to be able to pause and think about how far we've come. And then we can start thinking about how far left we have to go. But, you know, you do have to find some of the positives to celebrate. And it also gives you some confidence that there's a path forward.
And I'm convinced that we have to put on some muscle. So I'm going to start doing that this afternoon.
No question. Me too. Thanks, Newell. Always enjoy this.
Walt Leger, President and CEO of Nuance & Company. Have a great weekend, my friend. We'll be right back, folks. We'll check in with Ian Hoke, who's in for Scoot today. Stay with us. Folks, Ian Hoke is in for Scoot today, and they're going to be talking about some of the finest history museums in America are forbidden from showing exhibits on slavery and civil rights history. President Trump is calling for a comprehensive internal review. That and more, so stay tuned.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need
to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.